With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. 12 years ago, Baltimore spent $2.2 million on an erosion control project in a stream called the Stony Run in a scenic wooded park in North Baltimore. The city brought in bulldozers, cut down 150 trees, and built rock walls and dams in an effort to slow the water's velocity. The project succeeded in creating a series of pools in which minnows live, but there's no evidence that it achieved its main objective, reducing sediment, nitrogen, and phosphorus pollution being washed downstream into the Chesapeake Bay. Then, a few years later, rainstorms overwhelmed the system, knocking the streamside boulders into the waterway and requiring construction crews and backhoes to return and tear up the park again to fix it temporarily. It was a common scene being played out across the Chesapeake Bay region as local governments spend hundreds of millions of dollars on what are called stream restoration projects. These projects have questionable value and are not engineered to withstand the increased intensity of rainstorms being caused by climate change. Jana Davis is executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Trust, which funds many of the projects.
We absolutely have to think about climate change when we design these projects. Changing weather patterns, changing rainfall patterns, changing rainfall amounts. It's, to me, at this point, a no-brainer. A 100-year storm isn't a 100-year storm anymore, and we're all recognizing that.
Baltimore is a city so short on money that school children literally shiver in coats and gloves in their unheated classrooms. Yet this year, the city is spending about $1 million to temporarily repair 4 poorly designed stream restoration projects that were not built to cope with the growing rainfall from climate change. Prakash Mistry is an engineer for the Baltimore Department of Public Works who led neighbors on a recent tour of the Stony Run repair project.
These projects are not designed to handle large storms. They're basically, in terms of engineering, we call it 2-year storm, which is about 3 inches or so, no right. More than that.
Tempers flared as local residents complained that the city would cut down as many as 50 trees and tear up the park yet again, just to pile up rocks that will inevitably tumble back into the stream in a few years. Some were infuriated by poor planning and inaccurate project maps.
You can imagine as a community our lack of confidence in all of you to have this kind of a mistake. And God knows if we hadn't gotten out here, they might have come and mowed all that down. That would have been a mistake.
Do these projects even work? Scientists say there is evidence that some newer stream restoration designs in rural areas that allow streams to spread out and form wetlands do work to filter out pollutants. But that's not true for older designs, like the one in Baltimore's Stony Run, that rely on stone walls and dams to try to slow down streams. Solange Filoso is a research professor at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science.
For a while, people were hoping that restoring streams was going to solve all problems. It's not going to be that simple. We need to look at where the problem is coming from.
That means replacing parking lots and blacktop that surround our streams with more green spaces, trees, and gardens that absorb pollution, instead of simply dumping more rocks and dams into our waterways. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.